are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting email I want to read to you guys. Thomas writes, Doctor, how do you get a physician disbarred? My doctor is horrible. Don't worry, I looked him up. He's not my patient. I know. I was like, oh. My doctor is horrible. He makes mistakes all the time. Leaves us waiting in his treatment rooms for hours at a time, writes incorrect prescriptions, almost killed my wife twice writing a medication she was allergic to, and I'm stuck with this doctor through my HMO. How do you get one disbarred? And then he kind of goes on where the medical board doesn't call him back. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, and remember, I am a doctor, okay? So, I mean, I cannot give you a I have to put that disclaimer out there. I am a physician, okay? Now, I've told you who I think shouldn't practice medicine anymore. No. I don't care if they support Obamacare. That's fine. No. A doctor should not practice medicine anymore if they're impaired, okay? So, if they're on drugs, alcohol, if they start to have dementia, okay, I don't think they should practice medicine anymore. So I am very, very comfortable and bringing up the recommendation that you don't practice anymore because I don't think you can mentally handle it. Period. Okay. Period. There. Now, what about somebody who makes mistakes all the time? Okay. Well, we need to evaluate what are those mistakes. Okay, you said here that the doctor wrote a medication that your wife was allergic to twice, almost killing her. Now, I can say, I mean, that's pretty scary stuff. Okay, I mean, you know, if you have an allergy to a medication and the doctor writes you the medicine to that allergy, it's kind of like, huh, you know, really? I told you I was allergic to penicillin. Now, that happens. Sometimes it happens. Most of us, even in training, was like, go, and we smacked ourselves up in the head going, oh, wait a second, they're allergic to that medication. I can't write that. Usually, thank God for our pharmacists, which is why I put my pharmacists on the highest of pedestals, because these people rock. Usually, they also catch it. If you're allergic to a medication, we don't want to give that to you. Patients also usually catch it, too. So they're like, wait a second, I'm allergic to penicillin. If this sounds like a penicillin or ends in an illin, which, by the way, can I also tell you, not that I want to put the responsibility on you, but if you are allergic to a class of medications, will you please learn the names? Learn the names of medications similar to that. And if you can't, like, for example, Augmentin. Augmentin is an antibiotic we use for dog bites, sinus infections, ear infections, but it has amoxicillin in it, which is very similar to penicillin. So, you know, if your doctor goes, here, I'm going to give you Augmentin, and they forget that you're allergic to penicillin or whatever, that you could be allergic to that. So, you know your medicines. And if you don't know your medicines, you need to, before any prescription, whenever you're allergic to something, remind the medical provider, look, I'm allergic to such and such. Could this be an issue? All right, could this be an issue? And you know, I'm allergic to such and such. Will this cross react? And remind the doctor. But remember, doctors are humans and they make mistakes, which is why you really can't de-license or disbar or whatever a doctor who writes a couple prescriptions wrong. Okay? You know, there's a lot of other factors. Medical boards not returning your call, usually they want something in writing of your concerns. It's very hard to say, oh, I don't like this doctor. Oh, they took me to collections. Oh, they have a long wait time. They won't give me my Lortab. Usually those types of things won't get a doctor disbarred or sanctioned or whatever. But if you have a doctor that attacked you, if you have a doctor that absolutely refuses to order you a mammogram and you're over the age of 50 and you're a woman and you're kind of concerned, those are concerns you can put in writing and usually send to most medical boards. Every medical board has a different way on how to send complaints. The doctor cut off the wrong leg, you're concerned. I mean, that's a concern. You can contact the medical board. board, but you know, you're not liking somebody, that's kind of an issue. Let's say a doctor lost your records. You know, that could be considered an issue. You know, there are certain things that the medical board will consider an issue. They may not personally call you unless they want to do more of an investigation, but as far as I'm concerned, anybody that's impaired shouldn't practice. Have doctors had issues with their computer and their electronic medical records? Absolutely. And I'd like to know what protections we doctors will have as we're becoming more electronic, as there are computer glitches and hackers out there. What protections do we have with our medical board as we're being forced to turn electronic? Because that kind of stinks. I don't trust a lot of the I don't trust the security of a lot of obviously, you know, things. If the CIA could be hacked, anybody could be hacked. So I'd like to know what protections we have as doctors. But you know, you bring up a good point. Usually I'd say, well, if you don't like your doctor, leave. I mean, you don't have to keep seeing a doctor you don't like, but you're saying you're stuck with them through your HMO. Then rather than trying to get the doctor completely fired and losing his medical license, what I would recommend is telling the HMO you don't want to see him. You've had issues, etc. Most HMOs have multiple other doctors that you should choose from. There's usually just not one doctor, even though some HMOs only are able to negotiate a contract with one specialty group. Usually, though, that specialty group does have multiple doctors. Now, one of you had written me that that was your situation. You had to see a cardiologist. There was only one cardiologist in the whole entire HMO, cardiologist group, and when you tried to see another doctor in the group, they wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't allow you to switch doctors within the group. Then you are kind of stuck, and that's when you need to talk to the HMO. Sometimes there's a liaison that could then sit there with the doctor's office and say, look, this person isn't doing well with this, you know, doctor, etc. You know, can we... Now, what if you get kicked out of that practice? If you get kicked out of that practice, there, you know, doctors are allowed to refuse service. They are. Okay, and there's been a lot of patients that we have had to kick out. Absolutely inappropriate conduct with my staff, inappropriate conduct to me, absolutely, and we do reserve that right. But I would talk to your HMO or your employer liaison with your insurance, okay? Because I don't want you going to a doctor that you're not comfortable with. But it really takes a lot. I mean, a doctor has to be a real, real bad... He has to be a threat, right? A consistent threat to others, at, you know, to lose his license. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree. The dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. For those of you listening on KDWN in Las Vegas, we just got word that Las Vegas is going to be playing all 3 hours from 11 p.m. to 2 p.m. 2 a.m., I'm sorry, direct through. I know a lot of you guys, you get to hear an hour, and then it skips, and then you have to wait a couple more hours. So they're going to be playing all 3 hours on the show. Big thanks to Dr. Wax for doing the show. So, big thanks to KDWN for making that happen. And, of course, my boss over there at KDWN, John Schaefer. I know, if you ever see John, give him kisses for me because he made that happen. John Schaefer gets big kisses. Now, we are kind of doing something fun this week. We are raffling off an interview for on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Anybody who donates $25 or more this week to Kids Fighting Blood Cancer through my website, go to my website at drdahlia.com, which is going to be through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Anybody that donates more than $25 this week will get to be in a raffle, and we will choose one of you guys to be on an interview. You could either do the local Las Vegas show if you want to kind of take calls or whatever, or if you want to be on my national show that's on GCN Live, iHeartRadio, etc. So it's a great, great way to get some promotion, and it's a great way to help kids fighting blood cancer. So go to my website at drdahlia.com. $25 or more. $25 or more puts you into raffle. Every $25 gives you an extra kind of raffle ticket, and we're going to be picking the winner this weekend, and then I will notify you on Monday, and then we'll set up a time when we can get you on air and do that. And, of course, you got to be nice. You know, I just suggest if you are going to be doing an interview with me, can you pretend like you like the show? You know, I don't want you, like, sitting there going, you know what, I really can't stand the show, but my wife said we won, and I really can't stand your view on Obamacare. Obamacare is the best thing ever. You know, I just try. You don't have to, like, fake anything, but just try to like me. Can you, you know, hide any disgust if you can? All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let me see. There was a real good story here. I know. Okay, here we go. The Michigan man among the first in the United States to receive a bionic eye. This is really, really cool. This is being reported on Fox News out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Roger Ponce had retinitis pigmentosa as a teenager and has been almost completely blind for years. Remember I told you they were working on a bionic eye for people with this retinitis pigmentosa? It affects the retina and it causes blindness. And it starts with people who are younger. And it's a high-tech procedure that involves the surgical implantation of a quote-unquote bionic eye. He has regained enough of his eyesight to catch small glimpses of his wife, his grandson, and cat. Yes, he's been able to, I know, you'll see the wife and then you're like, I'm going to close my eyes again. Be nice. No. He says it's awesome. It's exciting. Seeing something new every day. He's only 55 years old. He used to be a competitive weightlifter and factory worker. And he's one of four people in the United States to receive this artificial retina since the FDA allowed its use last year. The facility in Ann Arbor has been the site of all four of those surgeries since the FDA's approval, and I guess a fifth is being scheduled for next month. Now, this retinitis pigmentosa, it's a very, very slow progressive disease, but it does cause gradual loss of your retinal cells. Remember we talked about your rods and your cones? They're very light sensitive, and the retina is the one that actually makes the picture that then gets transmitted down the optic nerve into the optic centers of the brain that end up discerning what the picture is. And if these retinal cells aren't picking up the image, then you can't see. They say about 100,000 people in the United States have retinitis pigmentosa. They think, though, maybe only 10,000 maybe could actually benefit from this. So it's not going to help all of them, but only 7,500, they believe, is eligible for the surgery. I guess Second Sight Medical Products is the one. They're out of Sylmar, California, and they're the ones that make the device. They say the artificial implant, and they put it in his left eye. It's part of a system developed by Second Sight, which includes a small video camera and a transmitter, and this is all housed in a pair of glasses. Images from the camera are converted into a series of electrical pulses that are then transmitted wirelessly, this is so cool, to an array of electrodes on the surface of the retina. The pulses stimulate the retina's remaining healthy cells, whatever healthy cells they got there, causing them then to relay the signal to the optic nerve. The visual information then moves to the brain, where it is translated into patterns of light that could be then recognized and interpreted, allowing the patient to regain some visual function. He calls his glasses his eyes. He can now identify and grab his cat. Meow! He could grab his cat. I gotta tell you, my cats, they really, oh my gosh, there is nothing more fun than grabbing that cat, right, and then doing tickle attack and having them scratch the hell out of you because you're doing tickle attack. Cats hate being tickled, but sometimes they just need that little tickle, so cute. Anyway, he could grab his cat. He could also figure out that a flash of light is his grandson running into the kitchen. Well, this is so cool, and he's able to finally look upon his wife, okay? Apparently, he told the wife to stop staring at him when she was eating. When he was eating, he's like, ah! Wow. So anyway, this is like really, really cool stuff. So it's out of the, let me see if they actually, did they mention the hospital in Ann Arbor? I guess it's in Reed City, Michigan, to Ann Arbor for they go from Reed City there. I'm trying to see what the name of the center is. I don't know if I already talked about it. I don't have it anymore. Okay, so I guess it's one of the centers at, oh, hold on a second. It's University of Michigan Kellogg Eye Center. Kellogg Eye Center, yeah. I don't know if that's the same Kellogg as Kellogg cereals. That would be pretty cool. Yeah. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Moderate wine consumption may benefit the kidneys. This is new groundbreaking research. They say if you drink moderate amounts of wine, they are finding a lower prevalence of chronic kidney disease. And let's say you have kidney disease. If you drink wine, they're finding it to help your heart. This is some crazy stuff. Using 2003 to 2006 data from the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey, researchers at the University of Colorado in Denver analyzed the wine intake of 5,800 participants. They found that the prevalence of chronic kidney disease was lower in participants who drank less than one glass of wine a day compared to non-drinkers. They concluded that among 1,000 participants who already had chronic kidney disease, those who drank less than a glass of wine a day had a lower risk of cardiovascular disease compared to non-drinkers. This is pretty cool. Now, how much is a glass? Well, according to the American Heart Association, one glass of wine is 4 ounces. Okay, 4 ounces is about 120 cc's. 120, now remember, 5 cc's to a teaspoon. So if you look at, that would then be, 24 teaspoons of wine. Okay? That's about 24 teaspoons of wine. I know a lot of you guys have those big, huge goblets. You have fish bowls you like to drink wine out of. That does not consider a glass. One glass of wine is a 4 ounce. Okay, so kidney disease obviously shares common risk factors with cardiovascular disease. People with heart disease a lot of times have kidney disease. People with kidney disease a lot of times have heart disease. They say, according to the National Kidney Foundation, chronic kidney disease affects 26 million adults. How do most of these people die? By heart disease. So there is a huge relationship. Now, remember I told you if you want to protect the kidneys, you got to do a few things. What are three, actually we should say 4 things, okay? What are 4 things you could do to protect the kidneys? Number one is you got to be careful of medications over the counter like your anti-inflammatories, your ibuprofen, naproxen, etc. Okay, that's number one. Number two is keeping your blood pressure down, because high blood pressure can hurt the kidneys, and high blood pressure can also hurt the heart. Number three, make sure you're not diabetic. And if you are diabetic, get that diabetes in tight control, because diabetics hurt their kidneys, and also what does diabetes do? It hurts the heart. And then the other thing I tell you guys to do is to lower your cholesterol. We're finding high cholesterol patients start having kidney disease. Well, if you lower your cholesterol, what else does it help? It also helps the heart. So you guys dig, you get this? You know, so just if you're ever trying to, you know, protect the kidneys. By the way, look at ibuprofen and naproxen and these anti-inflammatories. They can hurt the kidneys, but what can they also hurt? The heart. The kidneys and the heart are very, very close. In fact, you know, they kind of look alike. If you kind of think about it, they're kind of round, they're kind of brownish, and blood goes to them, right? And then they output stuff. The heart outputs blood, the kidneys output urine, so they're kind of alike, you know? I mean, yeah, so anyway, so if you ever want to protect your kidneys, think about what hurts your heart, and then protect the heart. And what seems to help the heart? If wine seems to help the heart, looks like it's helping the kidneys. Very interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials. Okay, you know, this is kind of interesting. They say your spouse's sunny outlook may be good for your health. How many of you are married to a grump? And they're always grumpy. Well, I guess they say that they looked at 1900, almost 2,000 heterosexual American couples over the age of 50, and they followed them for 4 years and provided details about their health. They found that people with an optimistic spouse had better physical mobility and fewer chronic illnesses. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, Dolly, a fluff piece. No. Think about it, okay? You know, if all you have to do to be in good health is tell your spouse to quit griping and witching about stuff, you know, and be able to kind of move on, you know, you'll live longer. Because it's not that they're going to live longer. This is your life. So, you know, if you're married to somebody who just always griping and always complaining. You know, you're gonna like you're not gonna live long, okay? All right, so the results show, we talked about this, let me see. The study was released online recently in the print publication of Journal of, oh, damn, these pop-ups, a Claritin pop-up. Okay, you know what, I took Claritin already. I took Claritin for my allergies today. Get out of here, stupid-ass pop-up. Okay, here we go, there we go, now. Okay, they say here, this is the Journal of Psychosomatic Research. They say a growing body of research shows that the people in our social networks have a profound influence on our health and well-being. They say this is the first study to show that somebody else's optimism could be impacting your own health. They say optimism in couples is associated with higher levels of relationship satisfaction and better team problem solving. But they say the association does not prove a cause and effect relationship. Okay, so basically, if your wife is like, oh, you know, life is good, life is good, life is good, it doesn't necessarily mean her saying is going to help improve your heart. But they just notice a couple seem to do better. Now, I love my husband. I look at him as being grumpy, and he thinks I'm grumpy. When I look at me as being the optimistic one, and he looks like the one being optimistic. You know, like he's like, oh, you know, your show is good. I'm like, no, no, my ratings suck. And no, your ratings will go up. You know, that's the conversation he thinks we have. You know, whereas I talk to him, and he's like, oh man, the money problems. Oh, this really stinks. Obamacare stinks. Oh, this stinks. And I'm like, you know what? We're getting by. We're getting by. Top Ramen is yummy. We're getting by. You know, type of thing. So I think we, you know, but you know, talk to your spouse or talk to your partner. Okay. Now you notice they said heterosexual couples. Okay. Homosexual couples, and I have a lot of friends and family members who are gay. They are much more optimistic. Have you ever, you know, talked to a homosexual couple? Okay, like two guys or, you know, very, very optimistic. Okay. I got to tell you, my family members who are gay and my friends who are gay, very, very optimistic. I would like to see what the study is on homosexual couples, because heterosexual couples, I think they do kind of gripe a lot. Yeah, don't they? All right. There was a story, speaking of homosexual couples, I guess there was a story, let me see if I could find it, where there were three women that got married. I didn't know that in some states, let me try to Google this here, three women got married, and I think they're each doing in vitro fertilization. Hold on a second, let me see, because it's an American. I didn't know if there were laws where you can't marry. This is in Massachusetts. They say Doll, Kitten, and Bryn, all from Massachusetts, married each other last August. Kitten, her name is Kitten. She's 27 years old. She had IVF using a sperm donor and is expecting a daughter in July. They were, I guess, married last August, and I guess each one is going to try to have a baby. That's interesting. Three women together. Wow. That's very interesting. I know. You kind of wonder how they need a big bed. I could barely sleep next to my husband in the bed. It's like, there's just not enough room. I could not imagine being in bed with two other people, which is probably why my husband's so grumpy. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, so they say here they're this is interesting. Are there laws in Massachusetts where you're allowed to marry multiple people? I mean, is that considered polygamy? I don't know, because that's kind of interesting. I've never heard of somebody being able to marry two other spouses. I mean, I know there's states where you can marry heterosexually and marry homosexually, but I didn't know that there are states where you can marry multiple partners. But I guess there are some states that allow polygamy, and I guess that's kind of one of the first cases I've seen. That's kind of interesting. Anyway, so they're all going to have babies. Now, you know, we always tell people not to sleep with the baby. Don't have the baby in your bed. They already have three people in their bed, and then if all the babies want to sleep with mama, that's tough. Kids do that. They love sleeping with mama. There's something about mama's bed that's so cuddly, that's so comfortable, and it's warmer, and see, for me growing up, I did not want to sleep in my parents' bed. You were not even allowed in their room. I was rarely allowed in their room. even if it was during the day, there was no reason to go into your parents' room. They would always yell at you, don't go in here, you know, and I didn't know if it was because of guns or because of Playboy or I don't know, but it just, I didn't even question, I didn't care, because if you got in trouble by your parents, there was really nothing that intriguing about my parents' room. I mean, they didn't really have fancy furniture, and, you know, I remember I had to go to the bathroom, in their bathroom, they let me do that, but you were supposed to get in and then get out. You were not supposed to be in their room. And so I don't get that. And now, I mean, my kids, they use my shower. They always use my toilet. They don't put the seat down. They sleep in my bed. They have their clothes in my closet. This is completely different than what I'm used to. Kids are like really, really now into, they climb in and out of my bed. I mean, I've had to sleep in my kids' bed because they're asleep in my bed. And this is kind of ridiculous, okay? Because I need to sleep with my husband in our bed so we can make more kids. Nah, not making more kids. Hold on, I gotta blow my nose. Oh, sorry. Woo! That was a juicy one. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. Speaking of kids, appendicitis. They say surgery is not always necessary for appendicitis with kids. They say kids with simple cases of appendicitis could be safely treated with antibiotics. Now, we've talked about antibiotics and appendicitis before, right? Where in Europe, they would treat many cases of appendicitis with antibiotics and the patients are fine. All right? Now, do you want to take that gamble with your kid? Do you want to take the gamble of surgery with the kid? What would you rather do? 1-877-DOC-DALI. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Anyway, they say that 3 of 30 children who tried the antibiotics-only route in this one study ended up needing to turn around and have surgery. Okay, so what? That's like 1%, which means 99% of the kids, right? 3 in 30 is 1/10. That's 10%. So 10% of the kids needed to have surgery, but 1% would have been 3 in 300. You know what? It's been a while since, so I have no calculator. I do not have a calculator in the studio. Come with some slack, Jack. Okay, in this group of patients with uncomplicated appendicitis and the people studied, they said non-operative management with antibiotics alone appears to be a reasonable alternative. This was the lead study author, Dr. Peter Menessi, from Nationwide Children's Hospital, Columbus, Ohio. Now, do you guys know what appendicitis is? Remember I taught you guys, there's actually a YouTube video. It's just one of my radio show clips of me teaching you guys how to take out an appendix. This was, you know, when Lost was on, how you could take out an appendix on Lost. Basically, appendicitis is where the appendix, which is that little hollow-shaped tube, which is an extension of the colon, it gets inflamed, it gets filled with pus, it abscesses, it cysts, it could become cystic. If it bursts, you get stool and bacteria all over the place. All right? Now, they say that sometimes you could have feces block up the appendix. There could be genetics. There could be a variety of things that could cause an appendix to start to become inflamed. Most of the time, people need appendixes taken out in the middle of the night. Well, because they went all day and then they're like, you know what? I can't sleep. You know, they don't worry about not being able to work. When they can't sleep, then they go in to be seen. So they give them antibiotics, and they find that a lot of the kids were feeling better, and they didn't need the antibiotics, or they didn't need the surgery. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want us to talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, I talk too much. That is what I do, is what I is, and I like to talk. I'm a talker. Don't forget that we are raffling off an interview on the Dr. Dahlia Show, either our national show or one our local affiliate in Las Vegas. For anybody, we are raffling off the show for anybody that donates $25 online to help kids fight blood cancer, go to my website at drdahlia.com. Every $25 donation gets you a ticket, and then we basically, an electronic ticket, obviously, and then we would choose the winner this weekend and let you know on Monday, and then set up an interview for you at your leisure. This is going to be a lot of fun. And we're raising money to help kids fight blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's a phenomenal cause, and anything I could do to help. And no, you know what? No, the Dr. Dahlia Show will not hurt your business. It'll help your business. It really will. I mean, think about it, okay? We're on GCN Live. We're on iHeart. Okay? I mean, if you really, really think an interview on my show, can we donate but please not be on your show? Yes, we will still take the donation. Absolutely. Don't be afraid to donate because I'm going to put you on the show. All right? But if you obviously want, we'll put you in the raffle and then we'll pick the winner, okay? So we're talking about using antibiotics in our kids instead of operating on them. You know, an operation is pretty, pretty scary. So I know as a parent, if I was told that I could just take an antibiotic, oh my gosh, or have my kid take an antibiotic, I love the pharmaceuticals and I love antibiotics. So as far as I'm concerned, not that I overprescribe them, but I'm a huge fan of trying to do something with a pill so you don't have to be cut on. I really, really dig that. So we're talking about the study out of Columbus, Ohio, where they basically found that 10% of the kids that were given antibiotics ended up needing to go for surgery anyway, but 90% didn't. All right? So basically what they did is they had 77 children and teens, okay? They enrolled these kids who were brought into the emergency room at Nationwide's Children's Hospital. Nationwide is on your side. Between October 12th and 2012 and October 2013. All the participants had been diagnosed with uncomplicated acute appendicitis. Do you guys know the difference between complicated acute appendicitis and uncomplicated acute appendicitis? Uncomplicated means nothing busted and ruptured, and you didn't get bacteria all over the place. Whereas a complicated acute appendicitis is where that infection spread, and it got complicated, and you had complications from it. Okay? Not very complicated. The appendixes had not burst, which is why they were uncomplicated, and they were not overly swollen, and imaging did not show a hard piece of stool blocking the organ. Sometimes you've got to have a big, hard piece of feces. Why do you think I freak out about Passover every year? Because we're not supposed to eat bread, and we're supposed to eat matzah, and if anything is going to make your stool feel like an absolute brick, it's going to be matzah. You know, but again, it's all for, you know, it's for our faith, and, you know, I have to show that I'm very faithful to my God. The only thing is I always worry about getting appendicitis this time of year. Okay, so the participants and their families were allowed to choose between surgery or receiving 24 hours of IV antibiotics in the hospital, followed by 10 days of antibiotics in pill form after they went home. Wow. Okay, now I think the patients, and luckily they did too, I would not just give the patients antibiotics and say, see, I would probably keep them overnight in the hospital and watch them. I would probably have them sleep in a CT scanner, but that's just me. Anyway, so they got to choose between doing the surgery, getting the antibiotics, and then going home with antibiotics after they got the antibiotics. Of the 77 participants, 30 chose the antibiotics and 47 said, oh, hell no, cut it out, and 47 picked the surgery. Of those who wanted the antibiotic option, 93% were feeling better within a day. And they tended to recover faster. They said kids in the antibiotic-only group had an average of 3 days of recuperation versus 17 days in the surgery group. They were also able to return to school after 3 days versus 5 days among kids that obviously had to be opened up and had to have surgery. Three patients in the antibiotic group still had to go and have surgery to remove their appendix within 30 days, but none of their appendixes burst. So kids were happy, the adults were happy, the length of hospital stay, even though actually I have to say the length of the hospital stay looks like it was a little longer because they had to be watched a little longer. Remember, if you're a doctor, you would be kind of scared, you know, peeing in your pants over this one, so they probably didn't want to discharge him too soon, all right? And remember, even if you're doing a study, you could still get sued. You know, even if patients sign consents, you're still not 100% protected against a lawsuit. But this was kind of a cool study, and good for these doctors for having a couple cojones to do this, right? Okay, so anyway, they say this is a small step. It's a first step. I mean, it's a difficult thing. I mean, do you choose surgery for your kid or do you do the antibiotics? I mean, I kind of like the idea of the kid being in the hospital, and you know, you do the antibiotics and you watch him and you watch him closely and you see if this thing subsides. But here's my only problem as a doctor, okay? When something gets to the point where it abscesses and it's it's kind of like an appendage type of thing, I wouldn't be surprised if it did it again. And so my only worry is, you know, I mean, for somebody like me, if this was my body, I would say just cut it out and be done with it. You know, don't be pussyfooting around. Just, you know, take it out so I can be done and I don't have to worry about it. I mean, why do you think I want my ovaries out? Take my ovaries out so I don't have to worry about another tumor, and then I can move on with my life and I could, you know, just go on, right? But when it's your kids, you're like, gosh, do I really want them under the knife? And so sometimes this watch and wait approach with the antibiotics is cool. Now, I know what some of you guys are thinking. You're like, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, hold the phone. If they were in the antibiotics, on the antibiotics and in the hospital for 38 hours, as opposed to having a day surgery, how do we know that hospital stay was even cheaper? It probably wasn't. I know. I know. Sometimes a surgery, especially with what insurance pays surgeons now. Remember I told you one of my ENT buddies says he only makes about $180 to take out tonsils? That's about it. So I get that. I get that. I mean, it's probably cheaper to just, you know, take it out. But again, you know, the big concern is putting your kid under the risk of having the surgery, or the risk of not doing the surgery and it later being an issue or bursting or something else. And of course, these three kids didn't have the appendix burst, because my guess is those doctors called them like five times a day. I would have. Like, okay, are you okay? Are you okay? Okay, come back. Okay, let me check your abdomen. Let me check. I mean, I would be like nervous. Now, mind you, I trained in the 90s. So in the 90s, all we did was learn about appendicitis and taking out appendicitis, and we cut people's appendicitis out left and right. In fact, if you needed something else done abdominally, a lot of times we would take out the appendix if the scar was going to be on the right, because we want people to know that the appendix is gone. Because if the scar is there, people are going to assume your appendix was taken out. So a lot of times we would just take it out for funsies, for poops and giggles. But, yeah, see, no pun intended. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. There was a combo opioid pill. Now, we're just not talking about oxycodone, which are in your Percocets. We're talking about a combo of morphine sulfate and your oxycodone hydrochloride called MOX Duo. This was an immediate release combination of two of the most powerful oral narcotics. And from what we understand, the FDA gave this combo opioid a thumbs down. Okay, the U.S. FDA's Anesthetic and Analgesic Drug Products Advisory Committee, better known as AADPAC, the committee also agreed that the presented data did not provide enough evidence that MOX Duo is safer than morphine or oxycodone alone. In commenting on the safety issue, the chair, Randall Flick, associate professor of anesthesiology, Mayo Clinic's Children's Center, Rochester, Minnesota, said the primary failing was in the study design and the inability of the committee to rely with confidence on multiple post hoc analysis provided performed by the company. I don't know if he's married. I don't know. I know. He sounds sexy, doesn't he? Okay, he also added that he and his colleagues are not suggesting that MOX Duo was beneficial or not beneficial. Just the evidence is not sufficient to make a determination. Oh, come on, make a decision. Boy, that's a powerful pill, though. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.